Next patient is Dale Gordon. This is a consultation request by state. Compensation, reason for consultation. Evaluation of aortic dilatation. Data consultation. Seven 5 22. History patient is a 54-year-old with a history of hypertension period. Patient last echocardiogram showed mild dilatation of the aortic root with a 4 centimeter diameter period. Patient also has trace aortic insufficiency period. Ascending aorta was 4 centimeter period. Patient is totally asymptomatic. Patient denied any chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, syncope or pre-syncope period. Current medication, amlodipine 10 milligram daily. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies. Social history, nausea, smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Patient was working as a highway patrol. Patient period. Family history, nausea, premature coronary disease, or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denialism, and weight gain, or weight loss, no vision or hearing impairment, cardiovascular, no prior history of coronary disease, congestive heart failure, cardiac dysarrhythmia, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diaphoresis, no history of nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No history of renal failure, neurological no history of seizure disorder, TIA, extremity no history of arthritis, on examination blood pressure 130 over 90, pulse is 72, respiration 16, weight is 259 pound, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound extremity, no edema. Click impression number 1, ascending aortic dilatation, number 2, aortic insufficiency, number 3, hypertension. Recommendation, patient's blood pressure is well controlled period. Patient has borderline dilatation of the ascending aorta period. Patient has trace aortic insufficiency by previous echocardiogram period. Patient is totally asymptomatic at this time period. However, with the given history of patient's aortic insufficiency and aortic dilatation, I will schedule the patient for CT of the chest with the contrast to evaluate the significance of aortic root dilatation period. I will also get an echocardiogram to evaluate aortic insufficiency and left ventricular function period. Depending on the findings of the above studies, we will decide the further management. Please send a copy to Workman's Comp.